Welcome back to Wanderment. This is Sarah Hale and Tegan McIntyre with another tantalating episode on, you know, the great wisdom of the ages. We're going to talk today a little bit about pathways and the importance of pathways. So, yeah.
Pathways. Let's just say you and I have not found pathways, and we have found pathways.
Oh, we sometimes make our own path, and we sometimes allow other people to dictate the path that we follow. But, you know, we spend a great deal of time hiking. It's one of the things we truly love. And anyone that has ever been hiking anywhere will tell you that taking a trail is much less physically straining, we'll say that, and emotionally taxing than making your own trail up a mountain.
Oh, man. Let's talk about when we went to try to do Wyoming Peak.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Wyoming Peak. Sarah, have you done it? I don't remember.
No, because when I was a teenager, my church group had gone. Yeah. And for whatever reason, I don't know if I was working that day or whatever, but I had not gone to the Wyoming Peak thing.
Okay, so Wyoming Peak. This is our first year.
So we know where it is.
Yeah, we know the area. We know how to get there.
Yeah.
But then
we invited some guests.
Yes, we invited Dan.
Dan Dockstetter, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only.
And then we invited Cooper.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, oh, and Artie came with us.
Artie's the dog.
Yeah. So there was, you know, four of us and a dog.
Yeah.
And we thought.
And Dan had been there before.
Yeah.
So he was going to be our guide.
With like the head of the Forest Service.
Yeah, with the Forest Service. Yeah. So, you know, they had gone up to Wyoming Peak. So we thought, okay, we'll take Dan because he knows where he's going. And we'll take Cooper because he's a paramedic. Things go south now. Anyway, and then Tegan and I, so.
Yeah, so we start, we think we found the trailhead. So it looked like a pathway. And so.
Well, didn't Dan just say, I think you head off up that way? That's what he said. He said, if we go up this draw, we'll find the trail. That's what he said.
He's like, you just find it. Yep. So we start going.
Up. The trail.
More up.
Really, it was just the side of a hill.
It was like a mountain. But
the beginning, it was just a hill. We're like, oh yeah, you know, this isn't too bad.
But we're like, kind of like in probably knee deep of wildflowers.
Yeah, it was nice. It was beautiful.
Beautiful wildflower.
Mm-hmm. Then we crossed this little stream thing and it wasn't bad.
Nope.
And then we went through this little like meadowy thing and then the up started.
And it was pure up. And then underneath the wildflowers and the bushes
like
and the shrubs,
it was like
shelly rock.
That loose rock that you couldn't get a good grip.
And so like.
So we're holding on to like sagebrush and moving tree branches, hanging on to stuff because we can't get good footing. You just can't.
Hanging on for our dear life. And Cooper and I decided just to go on ahead.
Like, it was
just
like
so we could find a path.
It was full on bushwhacking up the hill. I mean, you're holding on to branches and trees and you can't see where you're going and you're in the thick of this stuff and you can't get good footing. And that was fun for like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And then like at the 41st minute, I'm thinking to myself, seriously,
I think after 2 hours, didn't we finally try?
It took us 2 hours because we went up the face of a mountain
with no trail,
and
straight up.
Yeah.
And so we finally found the trail.
And you guys had shorts on. Do you remember your legs were
my legs. Anytime I do bushwhacking, my legs do not look pretty afterwards.
She had like these huge scratches. Yeah. I had long pants on.
Yeah, let's just no one called me for leg modeling after that.
Yeah, no kidding.
My legs were just scratched up and ripped to shreds. And
so yeah, it was straight up, no trail, just up.
Yeah.
For a couple of hours. And then you guys got on the trail.
And then we finally found it.
Yeah.
And that, oh my gosh.
And we were already like almost at the top because there was just a couple more switchbacks.
No.
Then we went over.
Yeah.
Then we went over like the little, what was that? What's the peak right next to Wyoming Peak?
There's Coffin, and that's on the other side. But I don't remember the name of the other one.
Yeah. Anyway, so we were almost to the top of Wyoming Peak when we found the trail. So we basically bushwhacked our way to like 11,000 feet.
Oh man, it was terrible. It was seriously.
And then on the way down, we followed the trail.
We did. And we were not far.
We had only missed the trailhead by 20 yards.
Seriously, it was
20 yards. I mean, it was like the smallest amount of distance ever, but it really changed our hiking experience.
But the marker for the trailhead was covered by wildflowers. Remember that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was like, buried.
Because I think we had driven past
it. Yeah, we parked our car next to it,
but
and we walked the other way.
Left like super early, so it was still dark, so we didn't see it. Like
anyway.
Oh, man, that was...
Loved Wyoming Peak. Oh. Thought it was beautiful. Could see the Gravant. Could see all the way over to the Tetons.
See the winds.
It was epic.
Yeah.
But really, we took the hard way to get there.
Oh, it was probably the worst way to get there. So, how about our pathway to Stewart's Peak that we've been trying to attempt for the last 2 years?
Oh, yeah.
So, let's just say we haven't made it to Stewart's Peak yet.
But our second attempt was infinitely worse than our first attempt.
Yeah, the first was not bad.
Yeah, that was fine. We had a great time. We saw some pretty country. Mm-hmm. We ate a picnic lunch. We're like, oh, we can't make it to Stewart's Peak from here. We'll just try again. Da, 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 the second one.
Oh, man. Yeah, let's just say we went off the path. It was more than off the path. It was,
oh my goodness. That is some of the worst hiking I've ever done in my life. Like, seriously, every single plant on the hill that we're trying to climb up, again, super steep without a trail. We went up the gully until we couldn't go up the gully anymore. Remember, mm-hmm. there was that dried stream bed. And so there were all these sharp rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we couldn't go up anymore. So then we had to climb, we had to scale the side of the ravine thing to get up on to where we thought it would be easier to climb. And every single plant had like a thorn or a sticker, or I don't even know. Our palms were chewed up, and our legs were chewed up, and our arms were chewed up.
Let's just say that pathway was not the correct way.
So then we get up on top of this hill, and we're so excited, this mountain, because we know we're going to be able to see how to get to Stewart's Peak.
But then we realize we're on the cliff side of Stewart's Peak.
Yeah, there is no way to get from where we are to where we want to be at all. Zero. Yeah.
We're in the bowl below Stewart's Peak, but we are not even near getting there. And plus, we ran out of water, and there was no water
source. No, we still had some water, but not a lot. And we had the whole way back.
Yeah.
And we pack a lot of water, so we had been guzzling, and we'd been given poor McGee.
Oh, some of it, too.
Yeah. McGee's the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had McGee, who had to give water, too, so he didn't die, but yeah.
Anyway, so we get back down, I am just scraped and cut, and Kagan is scraped and cut. I'm sunburned. I don't know if you were sunburned. We're both probably in the third stage of heat stroke.
Usually when I go hiking, I am just happy as a clam. I don't care. Like, I'm just happy as
can be. Yeah, on our way back, we didn't even talk.
I was angry and mad. I was mad at the world. Like, I was just, Sarah saw me go off.
It was a tirade. Oh, I sat back. That was the highlight of my whole day. She just went off. Anyway, so we're on our way back down. And, down is better than up, except for me, down is harder because there's more pressure on your knees and your shins.
And we're sliding all over the place.
So we get back down to the creek that was in the bottom, almost back to where we parked the Jeep. And we both take our shoes off.
Oh, man, that felt so
good. It was so good. We're sitting on rocks, logs, sitting on logs. Or were they rocks?
I don't remember. Anyway, we're sitting down. I was so tired.
And we were just soaking our cut up, just beat up feet and legs.
My legs.
Anyway, Tegan's dog, McGee, does not like water.
He hates it. Hates it. Like, I mean, he'll drink it, but that's it.
Anyway, so giving the dog a bath is the worst thing in the world. And when we're hiking, he comes with us and he gets carried across all the waterways because he won't put his foot in the water.
No, he won't.
It scares him. So when we do bridges or logs or whatever, he crouches down and gets in the middle and inches his way across. I mean, it terrifies him. For whatever reason, the dog is terrified of water. We get done with this hike, almost back to the car, and we're sitting there in the stream just cooling down, just letting the water run over our feet and legs, washing our hands, washing the salt off our faces where it got all crusty and gross. And he's watching us, and he looks at Tegan, and he looks at me. That dog, who's terrified of water, I've never seen him in water ever, willingly waded into the stream
and just laid
plopped
down.
Just like, he had his head out, and that was it. And every once in a while, he'd just take a lick of the water.
Yeah, he'd just lick. Just lay there and lick.
It was quite the hike. Oh, my goodness. It was awful.
It was, yeah.
And the worst part was we put all that effort in and didn't go where we wanted to go.
No, we didn't. It was a pathway that was not, we were not supposed to go. We were blazing our own trail and didn't get where we needed to go. So, yeah.
Some of you out there are like, seriously, why don't you just turn around? Well, Tegan and I, we don't turn around. Well.
We don't. Yeah. If I know that there's something on the other end, I will just keep on going.
It's mostly a good thing, but can be a bad thing if you're not aware of that about yourself. Talking about pathways, there's all kinds of pathways in life. There's spiritual and emotional and physical and psychological and intellectual and you name it. There's a bunch of pathways. And there's something to be said for creating your own pathway. But there's also something to be said for learning from others. So, and those are two examples of perhaps maybe not. I mean, we learned, but...
We got beat up real hard on those paths to, finally learn our lesson. Now we need to start asking people for help. You know, we need for to, sure. you know, like we need to start doing a little bit more research on it. You know, like
we need to find a better map. That was key.
Yeah, that was, would have been key. We found it now. We actually know how to get to Stewart's
Peak.
Well,
and the thing is, we know where the mountain is and we know where the path is, but we've never been able to put the two together, but now we got it. Anyway, a little bit of research. But anyway, so talk a little bit about, Tegan, why don't you talk a little bit about pathways in general and how they make such a difference?
You know, I think there's some, as Sarah said, you know, there's spiritual, emotional, and intellectual types of pathways. And I think, you know, like when it comes to spiritual pathways, you know, everyone has to follow their own pathway when it comes spiritually. I think that, you know, you can be guided and directed in the beginning, you know, by your parents in different ways, but like, I think when it comes down to it, you have to find your individual spirituality, and everyone's different. Like I am so different than Sarah, and Sarah's different with me when it comes to spirituality. But like, I think at one point you do have to have some sort of higher power that you have to follow that path to, you know, just to get to where you need to go. I think that, you know, and it doesn't matter. I mean, you can praise the mountain God if you want to, but like if you follow some sort of path, you know, I think it will get you to a higher direction and a way higher plateau of where you need to, not plateau, higher, you know, pathway of where you need to get going.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
I really think people should have an intention in their life. You know, if your intention is to do A, then your pathway is set, because you know what I mean? So create some intentions, like in, you know, you can call them goals, you can call them intentions, you can call them, you know, whatever it is you want, whatever word you want to put in there, but really have a way and an achievement that you want. You know, because that will help direct things. And also be willing to maybe rethink what you're doing, which is funny considering our two stories. But, you know, I think about where I'm at now. And when I was a teenager, my goal was simple. I was going to go to Hollywood and be a scriptwriter.
Yeah, mine, I was going to be a horticulturist.
There you go. So you think about it, you know, and now I look back at that goal and I had some things line up and I could have done it. I could have done that particular thing.
Yeah.
And I think about all the things I would have missed.
Yeah.
Because I was on that pathway, which would not have been as enriching or as rewarding as the somewhat skwampus path that I've taken instead. You know, so you think about, you know, my life now is so rich, full of things that I just adore, you know, whether it's people that I know or adventures that I have or career choices that I'm involved in, those sorts of things. And all of that, you know, as a 17, 18 year old kid, I had a set path and none of it is what's turned out.
No.
I mean, literally, I look at it and think, holy cow. And I'm so glad.
Yeah, the other day I was looking at, somebody had posted something online or something, and it had a picture of, you know, what people think the pathway looks like, and it had like this straight like shot, like,
yeah, like,
you know, this flat land of,
well,
how
that's
to get
what you
there.
Learn. A to B.
Yeah.
Done.
And you think that. But like if you don't have those huge pits with like the, you know, sharks down at the bottom and the, you know, like I mean there are so many paths that so many things that have happened to me in my life that it's like, yeah, my path was not straight. And I went through that bushwhack and just freaking stickers in my legs. And there's things that I've gone through, but because of that, I am who I am. Like,
for sure.
I have a thicker skin, you know, like I'm able to talk to certain people about different things, like when it comes to, you know, different things that happen in my life, you mm-hmm, know,
for sure.
But because of those things that were put in my direction, then I am where I am, you know. Like I think that, you know, there's a reason why, like, I was supposed to have met Sarah in Africa. Like, you know, like there's a reason she was put in my path for a reason, because there were certain things that needed to happen in order for me to be where I am right now. So I mean, because I get to go hiking and I get to write about it, and I mean, who would have ever thought? I mean, I wrote in a paper for high school, but and at one point I wanted to be like a news person, you know, but like, you know, and I had thought about it
for sure,
but I had never thought like I would be actually hiking and writing about amazing adventures, some women right now, and, you know, adventure people, and getting to write about it and talk to you guys about it,
and doing a podcast.
About like traveling and our adventures that we have been on. It is so cool. I love it.
Absolutely. So it's interesting because pathways really make a huge difference, because they lead you places, and they're either places that you want to be or places that you don't want to be. And whether you want to be there or don't want to be there, the path continues.
Yeah.
I mean, So, and we don't like the idea that we chose the path.
Yeah.
We love the idea that, you know, we can blame someone and say, my life's a mess and it's your fault, because then it takes away the ownership and the responsibility that we have to fix where we're at if we're not happy with where we're at. But really, there is power that comes with recognizing, you know what, I got myself here and I can get myself out of here.
Yeah, for sure.
Because as soon as you say, well, I can't do anything about it, it's not my fault, you've just given away your power to get out of it, because if you didn't get into it, you can't get out of it. Does that make sense? Anyway, so, you know, when you start thinking about pathways and where you can end up, you know, it's all fun and games until it's not. And at which point you need to decide.
Yeah, to get off that path. You know, I watched a video one time, and it was this gentleman was talking about how there was two, they got to a certain point and they could go to one way or they could go the other way. And they, you know, they were spiritual people. And so they said a prayer and they were told to go this one way. And they got there and it was a complete dead end. And they were like, you know, and the sun,
Seriously?
It was a dead end. And they're like, why? Like, why were we told to go this way? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were, you know, they decided that the reason why they were supposed to have gone that way is so they knew they weren't supposed to, that they were supposed to have gone the other way. You know, so I think there's certain paths that you get to a dead end. You know, there's things that I have pursued, you know, for a career or whatever. And I did it and I hit this, you know, I hit that spot, and it was like, well, why did I even do that in the first place? Well, I did that because I needed to go a different route. There was a huge route that I needed to turn. I needed to turn around, and I needed to start over again. And, you know, and sometimes starting over is scary. Holy cow!
Or nerve-wracking, or just makes you angry, like you wasted your time. It's usually not a, oh yes, I get to start over now feeling.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, like ticked. I just spent like years doing that, and now I have all of a sudden I've been told I need to do this other thing, you know, like when it comes to like emotional, you know, when it comes emotionally to these pathways that we follow, you know, I, you know, there's a lot of emotional things that have happened to me that have put me on a pathway that I never would have expected.
Yeah, so. For sure. You know, and when you start thinking about, you know, it's a simple question, but very few people can answer it with any sort of effectiveness. And it's simply, what do you want out of life? And where do you want to be?
Yeah, I know. I was just chatting with this, this young girl the other day. She works for my husband in his office, and she's like, you know, I just have so many things to do and so many things I want to, you know, see and be and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I just looked at her and she's like, so what do you think? You know, what do you think I should do? And I was like, just pick one. And she's like, but I have all these things. I said, pick one. You know, like there's one of the books I've read, it's called The One Thing. It's awesome. It just talks about, pick that one thing. And then, you know,
I'm not good at picking the one thing.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, right now, look at me. I'm like, you know, travel advisor.
I'll
right?
have some
yeah,
of this
yeah,
and some yeah, of this yeah, and some yeah. of this and some of this.
Yeah,
and oh my
yeah,
goodness.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's hard to pick that one thing.
For sure.
Because everyone wants a little piece of that pie. But if you, I told her, I said, just pick the one thing. I was like, what's the one thing you were told that you would, you should, like you felt impressed that you should do, you know, when it came to your job? And she's like, you know, she told me she wanted to be a doula. And I said, do it.
There you go.
I said, just do it. And who knows, like there might be other paths that might come in your way. You might travel because she wants to travel and, you know, do humanitarian stuff. And I was like, just do it, you know, like
just wait in somewhere.
Just pick that one thing, you know, and man, it's been hard for me. But like, I know that when I have chosen that one path, that things happen, and then huge barriers come in spots sometimes too, and it's like, okay, well, what emotional thing do I need to get out right now? Mm-hmm. Like there's obviously something blocking me, and obviously, and a lot of people think those barricades, you know, they want to blame other people, but when it comes down to it, those blockades that are blocking your path are always yourself.
100% of
like,
the time.
100%.
Yeah.
Like it's
100%
it,
of
it
the time.
Is always,
you get in your own way, and you're so good at it because you know yourself. So yeah, it's fascinating and heartbreaking to watch at the same time. But
yeah,
you know, and then I think it's also important to remember that sometimes, you know, sometimes life is hard, but the journey is always incredible. Like when we think back to our trek up the hill, that I mean, it was not fun to be
we
honest.
Call it we it's nicknamed the trail from hell.
Yeah, it's it was not our best day. We got back to the car, we're sitting in the Jeep, and we're just looking at each other like, are you kidding me? We just did that. Our feet hurt, our legs hurt, our back hurt. I mean, there was not one comfortable piece of my whole self sitting in that Jeep. I was like, I'm not going to be able to walk tomorrow. Like, seriously, I'm going to have to use an entire bottle of like skin ointment so that I can even, I mean, it was just, there was not one thing fun. But now when Tegan and I talk about it, we giggle and laugh, and it is so fun.
We do.
So when you start thinking about, you know what, really pathways, you know, even if you think they're not fun, even if you think in the moment, seriously, what are we doing? There is so much joy on pathways.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and whether you're making them yourself or following somebody else's, what the trail that they blazed or whatever, there's so much fun. And for us, we did not know how much relief sitting in a small creek could be until we had been on that trail. I mean, we'd been hot and tired before.
Oh, yeah.
We'd been hot and tired. We'd been thirsty before. But in that moment, that was heaven.
Oh, man.
Even the dog got in on it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was just a sweet, sweet moment to be there.
Yeah, for sure. I know. I feel like, you know, and because of that, like, if you think about it, after that, I always put my feet in the water. If there's stream,
yeah,
like, at the end of the hike, if there's a stream, my feet are always in it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We just, you know, it just changes. And really, it does. It does change how you see things and how you do things and, mm-hmm. and how you prepare for things. And you become more proficient mm-hmm. in pathways, which is interesting. But I want to talk a little bit about the danger of pattern thinking. Tegan and I talk about this sometimes. You know, we have this idea of, well, I always end up here, which is true. I mean, how did I get here again? Or why don't I learn? Or, you know, we sort of beat up ourselves a little bit because we find ourselves in familiar territory that's not where we want to be.
Yeah.
When we started somewhere else with the idea we were going to end up in a better place.
Well, yeah. I mean, Stewart's Peak, we've tried it twice.
Yeah. Third time's a charm on this one. We're going to nail it. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, I think, you know, pattern thinking, it's like, you know, if you are constantly thinking that thought over and over and over again, it's going to happen.
For sure.
Like, if you think that you have a bad life, it's going to be a bad life. Like, but if you just change, you know, you just got to change that thought process. And I know a lot of people are like, well, it's easier said than done. But no, really.
So true. But worth it to change.
It's so worth it. Like, if you are in a spot in your life, like, you know, you're in a relationship that's crappy, or if you're in, you know, like, you know, you're at a job you don't enjoy, you know, like, start thinking, you know, more positive things.
For sure.
And, you know, and better things will come from it.
Yeah. You know, so. Einstein, his quote about, you know, the theory of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Really, that's the danger of pattern thinking. So if you change one thing that you think differently, you'll be amazed because it sets a whole different pattern. You know, so whether it's a thought of today, I'm going to be happy all day, or, you know, today I'm going to eat my favorite thing for lunch, or today I'm going to take time to read a book to my kid, or today, you know, it doesn't have to be a big thing. Today I'm going to wear pink socks.
No, yeah.
Whatever it is, change one thought and action, and the ripple effect will just be incredible.
Well, I know during this whole thing that's going on right now, you know, people are gaining weight because they're eating and their thought, you know, they're just like, you know, trying to block what's going
Corona.
On.
Corona.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, like, they're freaking out. And so I decided, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be the opposite. Because, I mean, in the beginning, I was the same way. I was, like, shoving my face full of food. And I was like, you know, like, what the heck is going on?
Survive. Ah.
But, like, I was chatting with someone and he taught me. He's like, you got to change your thought pattern. And so I started, like, so, you know, every morning I wake up and I'm like, okay, you look awesome today. You're going to do really good on your, you know, your this, you know, plan that you're on right now with your food eating. And, you know, so I'm just telling myself this. And yeah,
giving yourself the pep talk.
Yeah, I just give myself this little pep talk every morning. And, you know, like, during this COVID thing, I've actually lost 22 pounds. I mean,
nice.
Seriously. I mean, and so, you know, I when it comes down to thought processing, it's so amazing. I mean, Eric, like, some of his best days that he's had in his office are when he wakes up and says, something extraordinary is gonna happen to me today. And, like, seriously, he has, like, record months and days if he continues to say that. And that, I mean, how simple is that?
Yeah, for sure. So anyway, just a word to the wise, maybe we'll do a whole podcast on pattern thinking, but yeah, just constantly reevaluate where your mind is going and the pathways you're on, and is it where you want to be? And ask yourself those questions. What is it you want out of life? Where do you want to be? And if you sit and reflect on those for just half a second, I guarantee a pathway will present itself, something you've never even considered. And you'll be like, as long as you let that pathway be something, don't be like, oh, that'll never work. Seriously, just allow yourself a little leeway to explore that new pathway.
Yeah, and take those pathways. They're seriously.
And also take time to sit in the river when you're done with the pathway.
Yeah, for sure. Take some time for yourself and relax. Yeah,
for sure. So. Anyway, that's another podcast. We'll join you next time on Wanderment.
Wanderment. Thank you.